It's B-Rad Celebrity Hairstylist here, your host of the Hairstylist Empowerment Podcast, a platform that allows the voices of the beauty industry to empower with the spoken word. Thank you for joining us on today's show. Just voted the number two spot on the top five and top 10 best Canadian celebrity podcasts, and number two on the top 25 and 30 must listen to Hairstylist Podcast 2024. We're currently at over 63,000, thanks to you, on over 50 plus podcast platforms, including Amazon Music, Audible, and Spotify. Welcome to today's episode of the Hairstylist Empowerment Podcast. Welcome back to the Hairstylist Empowerment Podcast. We're here to celebrate innovation and inspiration within the world of hair care. I'm your host, B-Rad Celebrity Hairstylist, and today I'm thrilled to announce our guest, Dominic, the master behind Tangle Gripper, and also JC, who you'll meet in the show as well. So with over 15 years of experience as a professional hairstylist, Dominic has witnessed firsthand the struggles parents face when dealing with tangled hair, especially with children. Tired of seeing tears and frustration, Dominic took matters into his own hands. Frustrated by the lack of effective solutions on the market, Dominic embarked on a journey to create game-changing solution. Enter Tangle Gripper, a revolutionary tool designed to tackle even the toughest tangles with ease. No more painful pulling, no more messy detangling hairsprays, and just a simple, effective solution that brings smiles instead of tears. But Dominic's vision didn't stop there. He was determined to support his community by keeping manufacturing local in Barrie, Ontario, his beloved hometown. So, fellow hairstylist enthusiasts, get ready to get inspired as Dominic and JC share the story of innovation, resilience, and community pride. Let's dive into a conversation and discover how we all can take back control of our mornings and turn tears into smiles. Welcome, Dominic and JC, the Tangle Gripper team. So I want to say thank you. Before I bring them up on stage here, we'll just go through some housekeeping here. And so basically, we are live. And so if you are watching, say hi in the comments. If you have any questions, put the comments in the questions. We are using StreamYard. So before leaving a comment, please grant StreamYard permission to see your name at StreamYard.com/Facebook. You can also, if you're in the hairstylist cruise group, you can also put your name beside so we can see. Also, too, if you're watching live, type live in the comments. If you're watching replay, put replay in the comments. So please write your questions in the comment section. Say hi in the comments, where you're from, and let us know if you're watching live or the replay. So let's head over. So we already have a comment here. So we have a Facebook user. Hello, hello. So again, if we can't see your name, make sure that you put your name beside if you haven't done so already. So we have another Facebook live from Friendswood, Texas. So welcome, Texas. Great to have you on board. So we're about to get rolling here and invite our guests. But what I want to do is, before we invite our guests, I'm going to show you a quick video of what Tangle Gripper is all about. There, now we got to get rid of our banners here. Here we go. So we got more, and we'll bring them up as well. So let's jump in. Wow, what a great video. So if you haven't heard of Tangle Gripper, you will hear all about Tangle Gripper today. We're going to talk about how it was conceived, how they got it to market, and everything to kind of do with selling also in Canada. So I'm excited to have today's returning guests. So it is, returning. They've been on before, and I'll make sure to list the link below on the first time they were on the Hairstylist Empowerment Podcast. So let's welcome today's guests, JC and Dom from Tangle Gripper, and say hi in the comments. Well, welcome, guys. Wow, great video. And Tangle Gripper, I don't think there's anything on the market like it. So as we kind of jump in and start, we'll do kind of a little recap of what it is. And I have a clip coming up of our last time on the show. You got to see how we look then.
I'm running away.
how we look now. So if you kind of want to kind of jump in a little bit and kind of just tell us what Tangle Gripper is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's basically, so our target market is parents, obviously, with kids. And it is for anybody who struggles with the pain, the tears, the frustration of brushing out their kids' hair. And that's one of the reasons why I created it, because I know that was an issue. The average parent doesn't really know what to do. And we just made it as easy as possible for them with really out with any thinking involved at all. So it's a foolproof system. And it just guarantees there's no more painful pulling from the scalp.
Yeah. And that's a big thing, because a lot of times people, they create products for adults, but they don't really focus on the kids. So we have some more kind of comments coming in. Mm-hmm. So Holly's on today. Welcome, Holly. We have another Facebook user. Good morning, Tangle Grippers. So people are watching and they're excited to kind of see what's kind of happening, sort of thing. So with this, so let's kind of watch a replay first of this is a short clip, but kind of us the last time you guys were on the show.
A lot of people think that from having an idea, being an entrepreneur, that it just happens overnight. So you're saying like a year, year and a half, another 2 years. So let's go into that a little bit about being an entrepreneur and how it comes from having an idea conceived to kind of what are the kind of steps. So somebody listening, we're interested in creating a product, and then we'll go to you, JC, and talk more maybe about the marketing side of it.
Yeah.
So it basically, it started off with a drawing of what I thought it could be, and just a sketch, a rough sketch. And I'd like to share those images to show you the evolution of it, but the original drawing, it looked like a salad tong. no joke. And so basically from there, it was like a year where I was like, should I do this? Shouldn't I do it? Should I take the chance? I don't know what to do. I had no clue where to start. And I feel like it was just one of those things when you have an intuition and you kind of stop listening to it. I think that's the problem. We don't take the chances in life because you don't know where you're going to end up being. I feel like that the initial step is just starting, whether it's a drawing, whether you call somebody, whether you research inventors or how to start an idea. And that was kind of the evolution of it, where I just went on Google and I typed inventions, and then some things came up and I emailed somebody, got a meeting, and then showed the idea, and then it was just...
Yeah, I think that's the tough thing too, because I think as an inventor, one thing that we're always scared of is somebody's going to steal our idea and take it.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's not that easy. I mean, the thing is, people want to see, before they steal an idea, they want to see proof of concept. Mm-hmm. So you could think you have the best idea in the world, but if you're not selling it and there's no sales and the market's not showing that it's something they want, a lot of times people won't invest their time in it. A lot of big investors and people who eventually steal ideas, they see that as selling on the market. And I feel like the most important thing is being the first to market. You have to definitely do your research, because there's a lot of scams out there that there's people who try to help you with ideas and they just take your money.
I see.
So that's what my advice would be, is do your research. From what I've learned, there's a company called Invent Right. Mm-hmm. And that's who I hooked up with to help me try to license my idea to companies. Mm-hmm. But they're legit. There's a fee. It's like, honestly, they don't do the work for you. They teach mm-hmm. you how to do it.
Yes. Which is
really important. And it's very valuable whether you license your idea or not. You learn so much. You learn how to file patents. You learn how to build contacts. You learn how to get to the right people in corporations. Like, you become a professional.
Wow. So I don't know if you remember saying those words. I think we look the same.
Well, yeah, I think so.
Not as full, sure. A little bit more gray.
Just the lighting's a little different. That's all.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, and I've been getting a lot of questions, and because you have developed, you've gone through all the hoops and things like that, which we're going to jump in today. But as we start, so what makes Tangle Gripper different from other detangling products on the market?
It works.
Yeah, no, so what I've noticed with, I'll try to keep it as short and sweet as possible. Just from my experience, especially with parents, like, you got to put it into context of like lifestyle and what the average parent is dealing with today. They both work. You know, they're running around all day. Kids are going here and there and everywhere. And you know, it's not like combing out tangles is at the top of their list. And I mean, the detangling brushes are great, but you need more than that, because what I found in my experience is you just get bad matted tangles that, you know, it's not enough just to use a detangling brush, because they're almost like knots. And then at some point, you're really going to have to rip on the hair and, you know, brush. And when the hair is wet and you put your detangling spray on and you're trying to hold it with your hand and it's slippery and you can't really grip tight enough so it doesn't pull from the scalp. So the Tangle Gripper has a patented gripping material. And it works the best on wet hair, and you literally grip it. You can hold it with two fingers. It's so easy to use. It's just an extension of using your hand, but it just allows the hair to get locked into these grooves. And you can hold it with two fingers, and you basically brush below it, the tangles below it, and it stops the painful pulling. You can literally go to town and brush out the worst tangles without causing any pain. And we've seen it all. We've heard it all from parents' testimonials. Thank you. You know, because parents, they look for the most magical thing to brush out tangles, but there isn't anything magical when tangles are bad and you need to put a little effort into it. And this just makes it effortless, and it stops the pain. It really does work. And we guarantee your money back if you're not satisfied, but we're also here to support you. Like, you can message us individually and we'll help you through it. Like, we don't just give you the product and go ahead. Like, we provide all the educational material, but if you need the extra help, you can just message us.
I mean, and just someone who is not really in the hair industry, mm-hmm. just like a mom and someone who's dealt with tangles yourself. It's literally, once that's locked into place, you can just go to town on the tangles, and you know, the pulling and the pain is gone. Mm-hmm. And so those screams are gone.
Yeah.
It's fast. And it works. So to answer your question, what's the difference? Mm-hmm. It's not just a brush glossing over tangles. It's not something messy that you're putting in and trying to let it dry and then trying. Mm-hmm. It actually locks hair into place, and it works.
And you use it with, it's a part of your detangling kit. It's the part of your detangling kit that stops the pain. You know what I mean?
You still need a brush.
You do need a brush, which is great. And you do, if you still want to use your detangling sprays or conditioners, go right ahead. But you know, as well as I know, that that's not enough. Parents out there that are dealing with kids, and the average parent doesn't really know how to do it. So we give them the foolproof tool to help them. So
Yeah, and it's great. It's great to have, because a lot of times too, even if you go, you buy a detangling brush, you're still, you know, and if you're not combing end to root, a lot of them, they just grab it. You comb from the roots down, everything gets bunched up.
Yeah.
The kid is still yelling, but it's a detangling brush,
that
sort of thing. But this would be something great for hairstylists to use, in the salon as well, especially when they do. Either somebody that hair naturally gets matted, or somebody who's done maybe highlights or in the old days, highlights,
it's great for extensions, the delicate hair extensions, stuff like that. Yeah.
So we have a comment. So a Facebook user says, where can I purchase? Obviously we're going to say at the end, but if they want to get it now,
I understand the urgency. And you know what I've noticed, I'll make a quick note. When parents aren't able to look after their children and their hair and stuff like that, there is a sadness and a depression that goes along with it, because it's your appearance. And from our experience, you know, some parents, their kids were depressed because they had to go to school with like such matted hair, you know,
or the solution was cut it off in a ponytail every day.
And then we've brought some smiles to homes, and we're so grateful that we were able to just provide that, you know, because I can only imagine what that's like.
And then the idea was for parents to be able to brush out their kids' tangles without pain. Mm-hmm. But lots of parents whose children are autistic have written to us as well, too, because they have the extra sensory issues where you can't touch, let alone try and pull. Mm-hmm. And so, we found that lots of, parents who have children with sensory issues are just happy as well, too. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, which is nice to see, because it's good to have a product that caters and salons as much as possible, even a parent at home. And if you have an autistic kid, or you have just a kid who doesn't want to brush their hair, a lot of parents get frustrated and they give up. They're like, brush your hair. Don't brush your hair.
Yeah.
Bring that kid to the salon. They put that kid in the chair of a hairstylist. And that hairstylist is looking at this child,
and they have to do it.
This parent is neglectful.
Yeah. Well, that was Dom. Is why the whole concept. I mean, hairstylist, salon owner.
I've sold this to every parent that was in my salon. They've seen me use it, and then they buy it. Because their kids just are on their iPads watching their little video and no peeps.
Yeah.
And you just put it on, and then we just say you brush through a lot easier. I found you can even use it for, I don't even know if it's for this, but you can actually even use it for balayage. I take it, I grab it, I grip it, I paint it, I'm good to go. It's so much faster.
I know.
So it's a multi-purpose tool.
And time is money in the salons. So instead of spending a half hour brushing out your balayage, you can cut that in half, you know?
Exactly. It makes such a big difference. But so when you were sort of creating it, or what was your biggest challenge bringing Tangle Gripper to life? So you kind of had the idea, you wanted to put it together, you connected, as we saw in the first video, but kind of what are the challenges that it was getting it to market?
I would say the fact that it was a brand new, different product. Like, everybody knows what a brush is. Everybody knows what detangling spray is. Everybody. So there was the confusion of like what this is.
There's the whole education piece, because like Dom said, a brush, a coffee mug, people know what those are and what they do.
Yeah.
Our idea, or Dom's idea, was so unique and different. There was the whole education piece. So what is this thing? Mm-hmm. A lot of people thought it was a hair straightener.
Yeah.
And so we had to really backtrack and then refocus on, explaining that content-wise on the website, on our social media. And then actually, having video where it's like, okay, this is how you use it. This is what it is. This is what it does.
Live events.
So, and even, we went to markets, to children's festivals at the very beginning, just trying to get the word out and showing what it is and how it can solve your problem. Mm-hmm. So I think it was like that whole new concept, because it was such a fresh and new idea, and there is nothing else out in the market, showing how it's different and how to use it. I would say that was the biggest piece. Yeah. It's the consumer education piece.
Mm-hmm. And the biggest thing is knowing your avatar, knowing your market. So yep. you knew who your target market was. So right. you went to the events yep. where those people would be, yep. where a lot of people say, I'm gonna create a product. It's good for everyone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No. And sometimes it's not always. And so no. they're trying to, so they're at the wrong venues, the wrong trade mm-hmm. shows, the wrong things.
That's the
you
key.
Know, and that then is. They're wondering why yeah. nobody's purchasing or nobody's yeah. interested or nobody's but as I say, to focus in, hone in on a lot of say, and with a lot of towns, there's they always have their festivals going on, they always have their pop-up tents. There's always yeah. like even schools have things as well. Mm-hmm. I've done events at schools yeah. where yeah. you have your table, your vendor table, and yeah. you know, provided you have, and who goes to school? Kids.
Yeah.
So you know, well, and the adults are there as well.
Yeah. Even when we just had the prototype before it was actually, you know, manufactured en masse, like we went to the Hamilton Kids Fest mm-hmm. and we just went with our prototype and it was like, hey, you know, can we show you what this does? You know, sit the kids down and just with our prototype, just show it. And parents were like, and so that we would get pre-orders yeah. like, it, you know, before it came mm-hmm. out. And hey, who wants to go to Hamilton on a nice weekend when you could be outside sunning? But well, I mean, it's what we did.
But folks out there... That's what it takes.
It's
not an easy road, but yeah, when you do inventions and mm-hmm. you have to learn everything about
and
it.
And we, like you had mentioned, we did school Christmas markets. Mm-hmm. We did.
Yeah, you sacrifice you know, a little bit.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. We were out there. That's for sure. In yeah. the cold and the outside.
Oh yeah. yeah. It's not glorious yeah. sometimes.
No, and like you said, a lot of people see the shape and they think, oh, this must be, yeah, oh, this is a cool flat iron. Yeah. You know, yes. It's a cordless waiver, mini yeah. cordless waiver.
Like, no,
you know, because
when you probably cut it, you know, but it take forever.
Exactly. And they do look at it and say, is it a clip? Is it no. a thing? You know what I mean? No. If it's not an iron, is it yeah. a clip? Like yeah. that sort of thing. And to kind of use, and that's the same when you create something new and interesting that's going to change the game in the mm. hair industry and people don't know what it is, they kind of look at it strange because you could hand it to someone and yeah. they have no idea
how sure.
to use yeah. it.
I mean, right? It looks like it's something a carpenter could use in yeah. his work tool kit too.
It's
like,
definitely the hurdle, you know? For sure, when yeah. you're bringing a new product to market.
100%.
Yeah. But yeah, go ahead, sorry.
Can you kind of go through, so if somebody is thinking about creating a product, mm-hmm. and then getting it to market and selling it in Canada. This mm-hmm. is kind of a big question, but what are the steps that you kind of take from the thought in your head to yeah. having it in stores to mm-hmm. be able to sell it, mm-hmm. you know, in Canada?
Right.
Well, it went from Dom's idea on a piece of paper to, I remember he was even showing me back when, because my background at the time was like marketing and that kind mm-hmm. of thing. I had no idea what he was talking about. He showed me, he did some mock prototypes just, you know, with mm-hmm. material that he yeah. had around the house and just to kind of show what it was. Mm-hmm. I think from there you did a 3D print, right? Of sort of
well,
mock.
Well, I would say like this, the first, you have the idea, create it on paper, mm-hmm. you know, go through the design and what you think you can like visualize best. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I would, if you're starting off, use Upwork or Fiverr and you can find people to help you design your products, mm-hmm. 3D imaging, 2D, you can find people to help you with sales sheets. And it's very cost effective when you're starting off. Eventually, when you get to the point where you want to launch it, you're going to have to invest money into if you want a 3D printed version of your whatever it is you created, mm-hmm. You're going to have to invest money in your mold and stuff like that. So the initial thing I'd say is definitely just get it on paper, mm-hmm. Create some sort of, you know, light sales sheet, video, just the best way to explain your product.
And then actually when he got the 3D print, and it was, it obviously didn't look as nice as this does, but we sourced out a manufacturer from there. One of the things that was really important to Dom was to try and stay local, you know, support local. If it's, if our manufacturer is close to us, logistically, we can get there. We can be part of the whole process, really hands-on. So we did find someone who was able to do that, who created a mold for us, which, you know, we still own and keep at the manufacturer. Next from there is we needed to decide on our packaging. And so we went with somebody in Toronto as well, too. If you're selling in Canada, and if you do plan to go the retail route, you do need both languages, both English and French. And so we do have that in here. We wanted it to look clean. We chose the color yellow just for, you know, beauty and fashion and things like that. That's a color that kind of pops.
And that's something you would discuss
with your,
because we didn't really know, the company we worked with knew that this type of color was something to do with the specific niche, the market.
Yes.
So it's not like your product needs to be a yellow box. You just, you would talk to whoever you're working with to figure out,
and they would help
the
you.
Best game plan for sure.
And we also had a designer too, just like with our name, because obviously we trademarked our name. We used Trademarkia. We secured our website, because even before we wanted to do the online sales, we wanted to showcase, you know, what is this thing, and put all of the content on there. And
GS1.
Yeah. And then when we decided to not just sell, like we have our online store on our website, we decided to use Wix at the time. We still use Wix. There's other options like Shopify and things like that now. Wix works fine for what we need. And so if you're only selling online, you don't need to worry about a barcode, because that's for, obviously, if you're selling in retail outlets. But we went ahead and decided to do that. And so there's a company in Canada called GS1. They give you the barcodes. They, you know, set everything up for you. And so we have this on the bottom of our packaging. So this same packaging is used if you were to sell online, or if you were to go into a retail outlet or get distribution and somebody's going to be a reseller for you. It's all there. And so that's kind of how we kind of put the product with the packaging. Again, we trademarked our name, got our website secured. We did both CA and .com, just so there wouldn't be anybody trying to steal that from us. And then from there, we tried to get our product champions, like our people who believed in what this thing does. Really, if you can get this in someone's hand, they can see value. It's like, holy, it's mind blowing to them. And so we've got several of those. One of them is a Miss USA contender, a candidate. She's Miss New Hampshire. We literally sent it to her. She tried it, not for kids. She's not a parent. No. It's not to solve the problem for kids. It's to use herself at pageants backstage. And at home, obviously, because once it works, it works. And so she has helped promote it and just talk about the value in some of the other markets, not just, you know, parents and things like that. So,
and for her, it was the time and the pain that she found value in this product. Because she had extreme, she has that very curly hair that takes a long time to prepare and maintain. So
and to get through it. So it shows that it's not just, as I say, initially it was for kids, for teens, but it's also good that you can use it in other things. You can use it at trade shows. You can use it with models. You can use it for
dance, you know, if dancers, swimmers.
They need those clean, tight buns. And they have that. And a lot of times you know, as I say, if a kid gets done school, they have a recital, they have something right after, you don't have enough time, you know, their hair is all windblown from recess, and you got to like get in the car, we got to take you to the thing, you know, your grandparents are coming to watch, like that sort of thing. So yeah, so I'm just going to jump in. I have another video too that I just kind of want to show a little bit more about Tangle Gripper so that people that are watching, they can actually see kind of what it is.
Cool. Is this the look on your child's face when you pick up the brush and comb out their hair? Do you struggle to have them sit in one spot while you're chasing them around the house and they're yelling at you and you can't even comb out their tangles? Well, for millions of parents, this struggle is all too familiar. What if I told you you could turn this into this and make the crying and pain a thing of the past? Hi, I'm Dominic, a professional hairstylist and the creator of Tangle Gripper, the patented pain-free hair detangling tool that eliminates the frustration, whining, and tears. Unlike conventional hair detangling products that don't eliminate the painful pulling from the scalp, you simply place Tangle Gripper above the tangles and hold firmly in one hand and brush out the hair in the other. No more pain, no more expensive and messy hair detangling sprays, and most importantly, no more tears. So let me ask you, are you ready to take back control of your mornings and turn those tears into smiles? For more information, go to www.tanglegripper.com and order yours today.
Yeah. So the people that were kind of wondering where they can get it, that kind of shows them. We'll also have it listed as
Right.
They can also find you at Tangle Gripper on Instagram. You're also on Facebook kind of as well. We put a lot in this session, but as we kind of, is there anything that I haven't asked you that you would like to share with our audience?
I mean, the only thing is just in terms of motivation is that, you know, this was a tough journey. It's been a long journey. I mean, we're still, you know, actively working at it and trying to get it in the right hands so this thing can, you know, blow up. But, you know, there were hurdles. There were times that it became costly because we went on a patent route when we're not sure that we needed to, because it was a design. We invested a lot of personal money getting a patent. It was quite expensive. It obviously depends on your product, if that's going to be necessary or not. There were times where, you know, we were so frustrated where people wouldn't understand what this thing is, where, you know, we did invested in, you know, professional videos and the sales weren't coming through. So I think it's, you know, if you have something and you believe in it, it will take hard work. And I mean, sometimes you're going to have those days where it's, you know, what are we doing? Like, you know, is this something that, what are we doing wrong? And it's just to, you know, keep believing in your product and to keep, you know, going on in the journey. And if something doesn't work, try something else. If, you know, this video you put on, you know, TikTok is not getting many views, try something else, reach out to other people. And so I would say, you know, become your own champion of your own product.
To all the people out there, for me, I mean, I think we all know, you know, life is short. And for me, it was, I just didn't want to have any regrets whether this worked out or not. I just, you know, you just go for it. Who cares? You know what I mean? Honestly, you don't want to regret
not taking a shot.
It could be it could be the best decision of your life. And whether it works out or not, it's the personal growth. I think that's the most important.
Well, obviously,
you really get to find out who you are and what you're made of. And I think that's the biggest value of anything in life, starting a business.
And use other people that have been through the journey.
Read books. Read books. There's a lot of people who invent products.
Send us a message, you know, like, if there's anything
just do it.
That we can help with as well, too. We've been through the journey. We've been through the retail part as well, too. The online sales.
Just an FYI, I have no idea how to create a product. I had no idea how to make a patent. I had no idea how to get a mold done. I had no idea to do any of this. I learned along the way, but you can learn through other people's mistakes if you don't want to go down that road. I'm just stubborn. So, but there's a lot of information out there. You can, it's at your fingertips. You're living in a time where you know, you don't even need to go to school for things. You can just Google it or find books and
network with people.
Find the right people.
And that's the best way. And just say like, boy, going to trade shows, going to events, getting feedback, getting testimonials from people that have tried your product. Yeah. I mean, because people like to live vicariously through others. So of course, if somebody's saying, wow, I love this product, rather than you saying, hey, buy my product, it's good. Yeah. They're more likely, like if you say it, they're going to like, they're trying to sell me something. Yeah. If somebody else says, I absolutely love this, I tried it, this is what it did, this is the before, this is the after. More people are more likely to kind of go, like there's so much in there too, as far as your branding and colors and the black. And so the black and yellow is called, it's called billboard. Right. So if you see a billboard, it's something that's going to stand out to people. It's something that's going to, they're going to see it on the shelves sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And two, for yellow, yellow's a power color. And it also too, it kind of, it's bright, it's sunny. It's, you know, as I'm saying, it's to appeal to kids because most kids aren't going to come up to a shelf and say, I need this.
No, of course. It's the parent.
You know, you don't know what you don't know until you know it. So it's allowing parents or hairstylists to know that they need this product when they never knew they needed it.
Yeah,
that's right.
You know, and it's kind of getting it out there. But there's so many. I imagine there's probably lots of people that helped you along the way or gave you support. Would there be anybody that you both would like to give a shout out to?
Really, I mean, one of them is Matthew, our manufacturer in Barrie at Master Tool and Machine. I mean, he laughed when we first met him just about this harebrained idea that we had. And he worked with us along the way.
In the college.
Don
Bourne.
Don Bourne at Georgian College at the Harry Brunick Center for Entrepreneurship.
That's another thing. You should look at your local college areas or universities or whatever. They offer free mentorship programs to like learn how to build a business. So that'd be a good thing to look into.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't remember what it was called. It was the Henry Brunick Center.
Yeah, for entrepreneurship.
But in your area, you could probably find the same thing. So,
And they just, you know, they work with.
They teach you about marketing, your branding, your target markets. They teach you all that valuable
just
stuff.
Your messaging, like what your plan is.
Yeah.
And
your business plan.
They invest in local entrepreneurs. And it was free. Yeah. So that really helped at the very beginning, too.
Yeah. I think
a lot of people don't know what's available to them sort of in their own backyard because even libraries offer a lot of resources. They have a lot of speakers. They have a lot of classes. They have a lot of books. They have a lot of, you know, that could be a great resource if you don't even have, you think somebody kind of in your area. Like our time is flying by. I want to thank you for being on today's Hairstylist Empowerment Podcast. So if people want to reach out to you or they want to contact you, where are the best? So what are your social media handles?
Yeah,
or if they want to email you, what's the best to contact you?
Email is info@tangledgripper.com. Our website is www.tanglegripper.com. www.tanglegripper.com. Our socials, we have TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, @TangleGripper. It's all very simple. Whenever we do get a contact, it comes on both of our phones. So we're incredibly receptive and very quick at returning any kind of inquiry at all. And we love to hear questions. Yeah. We'd love to help others who are starting out or maybe have the product and are you know, facing an obstacle in terms of marketing or sales and that kind of thing. So feel free. You can reach us at any of those ways.
So if you struggle, try it. You got nothing to lose. You can return it. We're very confident you'll be happy with it.
Exactly. And that's a great thing. A great lesson in branding is to keep everything the same name.
Yeah.
A lot of people have all different platforms, but they keep calling the same thing different names and people can't find you. No. If everything's the same name, it's easier to.
Yeah.
So and they know whatever platform they're on, they type in Tangle Gripper, they know they're going to find you.
Yeah. And that's why whenever you decide on your name, be really quick and secure that domain name, that email address, like just get it all even before you have product in hand, just so it's all seamless. Because right now they can just Google Tangle Gripper and everything comes up. So we would recommend
that. And the nice thing with naming too, your product, you name exactly what it is. It's four tangles and it grips.
Yeah.
So people know they're not confused. then they know exactly, you know, exactly kind of what it is, sort of thing.
Yeah.
You gotta play around with everything, and then you'll know when it's the right one for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It'll stick.
So as we kind of wrap up, I want to say thank you for coming. We have one more question for you, but after we kind of show you a quick video, today's show has been brought to you by You Beauty Industry Cruises. If you haven't heard of them, it's powerful education and beautiful destinations. Right now we have our 2024 and 2025 season. Let's take a look. Today's episode has been brought to you by Beauty Industry Cruises, powerful education, beautiful destinations, cruises from Miami, Vancouver, New York, Port Canaveral, Texas, Amsterdam, Athens, UK, and Jacksonville. So as we kind of wrap up, and if you want to follow me, you can follow me at Hairstylist Empowerment Podcast. You can follow at IG at Brad Celebrity Hairstylist and Beauty Industry Cruises. You can also follow Tangle Gripper at Tangle Gripper. And then as we kind of have one last question, and you've dropped so much gold already, so many gold nuggets already, what's a golden nugget you would like to leave our audience?
Believe
just do it. Put on some Nikes and just do it.
Honestly,
don't overthink it. You got a passion, you got an idea, whatever it is, you want to start a business, you know, just take the first step and do it. Just
honestly,
do it.
If a hairstylist and a teacher and a mom can, you know, put this thing together.
I had no clue what I was doing. I just went along the steps that I went along.
Yeah, just believe in yourself, believe in your vision.
Yeah, just do it.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing. Fear in our head is the biggest thing that keeps us from stepping forward. I think, how do you teach a kid to swim? Yeah. Throw them in the pool.
Exactly. It's not even the truth.
So sometimes you have to make sure they have the water wings on. But
anything that you say to yourself that stops you from doing something, it's not the truth. It's just an obstacle that you need to break through. And then you'll find out what you're made of. I think it's very valuable just to do it.
Exactly. And that's what people need to do. Just step out, you know, get in there. And so if anybody has a show idea or would like to be a guest, email us at hairstylistempowermentpodcast@outlook.com. Remember to get up, dress up, show up wonderfully and powerfully. And I'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Bye.